the need for new health care benefits after the Supreme Court decision on Friday. From Marketplace in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for David Brancaccio. Now that the constitutional right to abortion has been eliminated, Disney's Dick's Sporting Goods and Facebook parent company Meta are among the employers that have announced they will cover expenses for their workers to travel out of state to access abortion services. Other companies like Amazon, Yelp, and Citigroup had announced similar policies last month when the Supreme Court's draft decision was leaked. Marketplace's workplace culture reporter Megan McCarty-Carino joins me now with more. Hey, Megan.
Hey.
So you've done a lot of reporting on the pressure that companies are increasingly feeling to take stands on political and social issues. This one seems about as complicated as it gets. What do you feel like are informing these decisions to come out and offer a new benefit like this?
Yeah, I mean, this is really uncharted waters for companies. You know, it brings up all kinds of questions. How practically can these benefits be used? You know, what kind of legal liability could it open companies up to? As to why an employer would wade into this at all, I spoke with Hubert Joly. He was the CEO of Best Buy until 2020. He's now at Harvard Business School.
The reason why companies will care about this, one is the health and well-being of their employees and their families. And two, it touches something that's really important to companies, which is diversity and inclusion.
You know, many companies are still struggling to recruit and retain enough workers. Women's labor force participation in particular, it hasn't fully recovered from that dramatic drop that we saw during the pandemic. So there is a practical dimension for many employers.
At the same time, there are plenty of companies who have decided not to take this step or haven't taken it yet, including, as of right now, the country's biggest private employer, Walmart. Now, do you have a sense of how widely available a benefit like the one you're talking about might end up being?
Yeah, right now we're talking about workers at a pretty narrow slice of very big companies in what are, you know, generally pretty white-collar sectors, tech, finance, entertainment. Those big retail companies like Amazon or Dick's Sporting Goods, they are going to employ workers at a broader range of income levels. But the experts I've spoken to have said, you know, this kind of benefit is likely to end up like a lot of other social benefits that companies provide, things like paid time off, health insurance, where workers at small companies, low-wage workers, part-time workers, gig workers, won't be getting access to this benefit. According to federal data, less than a quarter of private sector workers get paid family leave. And among the lowest wage workers, the share is closer to just 10%. When it comes to paid sick time, about two-thirds of the lowest paid workers don't get it.
Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We have reached out to Walmart and haven't heard back yet. Turning to markets now, the mood swings on Wall Street continue. We're coming off a week in which the S&P 500 notched a 6.4% gain, but that stock index is still down close to 20% from the record it set earlier this year. Julia Coronado is founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives. She joins me now to help. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
So we've seen an awful lot of market volatility in the past days, even the past weeks. The S&P 500 had its largest one-day percentage gain in 2 years on Friday. What's going on?
Well, we are in a very volatile time. On Friday, one of the measures that drove the Fed to raise interest rates by 75 basis points actually reversed. So measures of consumer inflation expectations had jumped in the early June reading, and that Chair Powell had cited that as one reason to supersize the rate hike, and it actually fell back in the second half of June. So that was taken as sort of, you know, maybe the Fed won't have to be as harsh as previously expected. And that sort of put some wind in the sails of the equity market. But I wouldn't read too much into it because, again, we are in this incredibly volatile time.
We heard Chairman Powell talk about the soft landing that everybody is hoping for and maybe expecting going to be very challenging. That sounds fair. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds fair. I think there's still a solid shot at a soft landing. The economy is very strong when you look at the labor market, and that is what fuels the consumer at the end of the day. At the same time, you know, record gas prices, rising food prices are really squeezing consumers, and that could be the catalyst for tipping us into a recession along with tighter fiscal and monetary policy.
Julia Coronado is founder and president of Macro Policy Perspective. Julia, thanks again for your help.
My pleasure.
I just mentioned the talk of an oil cap, which would further disable the Russian economy. Well, we learned today that the country appears to be officially defaulting on its international debt for the first time in more than a century. Moscow says it sent the money, but Western sanctions have made it impossible to complete the transfer. The BBC's Andrew Wood has more.
Russia is still getting a lot of dollars and so on coming in from selling oil abroad. Now, it's said that it's sent this interest payment to Euroclear, which is Euroclear was the bank that was then supposed to distribute the payment to investors, and it seems to have got stuck there. Now, Euroclear won't say if the payment has been blocked, but it does say that it adheres to all of the Western sanctions, and the Western sanctions basically say that they shouldn't do business with Russia.
The latest on Russia from Andrew Wood with our editorial partner, the BBC. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.